Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Gasoline prices dropping across the nation. We've got the story.
A new owner for Wichita's last remaining drive-in theater. I'm Gordon Basham.
I'm Rodney Price. Kansas faces a new fine over income taxes.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. An area of high pressure is going to give us a nice start to the work week and a gradual warm-up tomorrow. Our complete forecast in just a few minutes.
The man rumored to have the inside track to replace John Kelly as White House chief of staff is out of the running.
Nick Ayers, like the man he was odds on favored to succeed, will depart as the year changes, just like John Kelly. Ayers, who is chief of staff to Vice President Mike Pence, said so in a tweet, thanking the president and vice president for allowing him to serve. His immediate plan, sources say, is to run a pro-Trump super PAC and work with the administration to advance the cause. There are said to be four candidates still in the running to succeed Kelly, White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney among them. The president hopes the next chief of staff will be in place through the 2020 election. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Well, the average price of regular grade gasoline has dropped 22 cents a gallon over the past 3 weeks to $2.51 and dropped 40 cents in the past 3 months. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg explains why.
Gasoline prices have been following crude oil prices down. They always do long term and nearly always short term as well.
The lowest average price is $1.91. That's in Tulsa. Highest average gas price in the nation, $3.58 in the San Francisco Bay Area.
A theater owner from Tulsa has agreed to take over Wichita's Starlight Drive-In. The deal comes about 3 months after it was announced that the drive-in was closing due to declining attendance. Blake Smith tells KSN News he's thrilled about taking over the operation, but it will still take the community to keep it up and running.
People are going to have to continue to support it. I mean, that is one thing. We've got to do our part. And, you know, if everybody that lived in the Wichita area would come to the drive-in once a year, we're golden.
The Wichita City Council will consider loaning the Starlight $200,000 to help buy new digital projectors. The drive-in's expected to reopen in late February or March.
A traffic accident early Saturday morning in West Wichita claimed the life of a Newton woman. It happened in the northbound exit ramp, I-235 to Central. Kansas Highway Patrol says 47-year-old Mariko Bonds was exiting onto Central when, for an unknown reason, the vehicle left the roadway and entered the east ditch. The vehicle then struck a concrete KDOT drain at Central. Bonds was taken to a local hospital for treatment of his injuries. A female passenger in the vehicle, 24-year-old Kelsey Hanna, was also taken to a local hospital. She later died from her injuries. Troopers at the scene say Hanna was not wearing her seatbelt at the time of the crash.
Kansas' new Democratic governor-elect promised not to raise taxes to meet her goals of boosting spending on public schools and social services.
Republicans who control the legislature argue that a tax increase is coming, even if state politicians do nothing. One of the first big political fights Governor-elect Laura Kelly faces upon taking office in January will be over cutting income taxes. The state is receiving a revenue windfall thanks to changes in the federal tax code at the end of 2017. The debate over tax cuts has persisted for most of this decade. Since then, Governor Sam Brownback's income tax cuts in 2012 and 2013 caused budget shortfalls. Lawmakers rolled back most of the cuts in the last session, and Kelly built her campaign on a pledge that Kansas wouldn't repeat it. She wants to stabilize the budget before considering new tax changes. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police in Winfield are asking for the public's help as they continue looking for two men in connection with a shooting Friday afternoon.
KSN News reports the incident happened around 2:30 at the Canterbury Village Apartments on East 12th Street. A man was taken to a Wichita hospital where his recovery continues. The suspects are described as two black men. One was last seen wearing a white hoodie with red sweatpants and a gold back. The other was wearing a gray hoodie and sweatpants with a fuzzy hat. Officials say at least one of the men is considered armed and dangerous. If you have any information about the whereabouts of the suspects, call Winfield Police. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
Some areas in the southeastern part of the country have seen up to a foot of snow, and thousands are without power. Fox's Brian Lanus reports from Asheville, North Carolina.
The North Carolina Department Highway Patrol says that there were some 509 collisions on the road in just the last 12 hours, mostly due to speed. It's not just snow, it's the ice, it's the sleet. People think those roads are wet when it's really ice on those roads. Not just the roads, though. Those are treacherous. The plows are out, some 2,400 plows clearing the way. They want people to stay off the roads. But there's also the power situation. 156,000 customers in North Carolina are without power. Some 75,000 customers in South Carolina are without power because of this storm, and they expect it could be upwards of 500,000.
Airlines cancel more than 1,000 flights due to that storm.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, and coming up, Gordon Basham is going to be on the sports desk this morning. Got a big... quite a game last night.
A very important game, and we'll talk about why coming up here shortly.
Wichita State University announces Shock the Future, a campaign to raise student fees. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Wichita State University has given a new name and logo to its campaign to raise student fees in order to finance about $38 million in campus upgrades. Shock the Future. Wichita State communications official Tracy Fries tells the Wichita Eagle the student-led campaign will launch in January. Students will vote in a March referendum on the proposal to double the campus infrastructure fee for all students from $6 to $12 per credit hour for at least 20 years.
One of the lawsuits against the Trump administration's ban on transgender people serving in the military moves forward today in a federal appeals court.
The administration's appeal in Doe versus Trump will be argued before the D.C. Circuit Court. There are two other cases, and in all three, judges have said the transgender community stands a good chance at convincing the courts that the transgender military ban is discriminatory and would cause them irreparable harm. They argue that banning transgenders would impact military readiness. The Trump administration says transgender folks aren't necessarily able to deploy immediately, and that impacts readiness. The Trump administration asked last month to skip the whole appeals process and just go straight to the Supreme Court. The justices would have to decide by January 18th if they'll consider the matter this term. And Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A New Jersey law that bans the sale of high-capacity gun magazines has been upheld by a federal appeals court.
In a legal challenge that could end up before the Supreme Court, a federal appeals court has upheld a law that bans the sale of high-capacity gun magazines. New Jersey adopted the ban in June in the wake of the popularity of the magazines in high-profile mass shootings. On Wednesday, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia voted to uphold a lower court ruling supporting the legality of the ban. It's a defeat for gun rights activists who say the law violates the Second, Fifth, and 14th Amendments to the Constitution. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock here on a Monday morning.
And we have a traffic accident now. This is at West and Essner, Essner Street, just a little way south of Harry. Watch for a slowdown there. This was a hit-and-run traffic accident. West and Essner. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear and chilly start to the work week across south-central Kansas, we should be near 40 degrees by noontime, sunny and 45 later on this afternoon. Mostly clear overnight, our low 28, and then clouding up and breezy tomorrow, Tuesday's high 55. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 21 degrees, and a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Don't forget, the Monarch's catering menu is perfect for office holiday parties. For more info, call 201-6626, the Monarch in Delano. And a quick congratulations to Jen Ray at the Monarch. 6 years in business, and she has done a fine job with the Monarch there in Delano. And love to have her on the radio here with Steve and Ted. 8:11 now, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock here on a Monday, December 10th, 2018, on this date. In 1962, Lawrence of Arabia had its royal premiere in London. Peter O'Toole starred as English officer T.E. Lawrence, and that was one of Sir David Lean's works. This guy was an English film director, producer, screenwriter, and editor, and he made some good ones. Responsible for large-scale epics, The Bridge on the River Kwai, 1957.
Good movie.
Lawrence of Arabia, 1962, as we just talked about. And then Dr. Zhivago in 1965. And those are three terrific movies. Zhivago is my favorite of the three, but you can't miss with those three films. Terrific films. And the cinematography, Gordon.
Oh, sweeping.
Incredible.
Yes.
You know, and I've watched Dr. Zhivago on my TV at home, but I remember watching it in a movie theater when a great big screen, the sound, because Lean was really good at shooting those big, vast scenes.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
I think that was Omar Sharif's breakout role, too.
Oh, yeah. Omar Sharif, and then he made a few more movies, but that's I think, is his best work, too. Dr. Zhivago. Nominated 7 times for the Academy Award for Best Director, and David Lean won twice for The Bridge on the River Kwai and Lawrence of Arabia.
Wow.
Died in 1991. He was married 6 times. He had 1 child. Died in 1991. Yeah, if it's David Lean on it, I'm going to watch it. And the other one I'll watch is Sidney Pollack.
Oh,
yes. He's one of the best directors we've ever had. He's passed away, too.
Yes.
But he made great movies. Well, Tootsie's one of them that he made.
Yeah.
And he would, Jeremiah Johnson, worked a lot with Robert Redford.
Uh-huh.
I think he did The Way We Were.
I believe you're right about that, I think so.
Sidney Pollack was a terrific director as well. Anyway, every time you tune into Steve and Ted, we talk about movies. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's something that, I know Ted's a big movie fan, and his sister works at the theater out west there. And she is having a birthday. Anne.
Happy birthday to her.
Anne Woodward having a birthday today. All right, 8:13 now. Well, it's the end for Uranus. The Uranus Examiner, that is, the small Missouri newspaper whose name made it the butt of jokes, is closing because its name apparently attracted more chuckles and groans than ad dollars. The paper put out just 5 editions since September. The final one was this past Friday. In statements put on Facebook, the paper's managing editor and owner-publisher blamed a judgmental fuddy-duddy squad for the Examiner's demise. A fuddy-duddy squad.
That cracks me up, so to speak.
There you go. They said many people supported the paper, but banks declined to loan it money, and many businesses wouldn't run ads in it. Can you imagine?
The newspaper journalism.
The newspaper business is, pretty tricky anymore.
It really is.
It really is. And if you're in Uranus, Missouri, that's the name of the town. It's an unincorporated tourist spot along historic Route 66. Mm. Have you ever been to Uranus, Missouri?
I can honestly say I have not.
I haven't either.
Maybe you and Ted should do the morning show from there sometime.
It would be a good idea because it's known for its quirky attractions, including a fudge shop and the world's largest belt buckle as well.
He's still my heart.
Why don't you get in your old jalopy and drive down there? And you can give us an update on what's going on in Uranus.
Live from Uranus.
Yeah. Well, it's having a little fun with that one this morning. Let's see. In Florida, here, we always got something good from Florida, right?
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of people who don't believe in Santa Claus, but these days there also seem to be petty people who believe they should tell everyone there's no Santa Claus. That's not very nice. No, case in point, a man who in Florida repeatedly screamed, "There's no Santa Claus," during a Saturday holiday festival. A festival where there were quite a few of young children there. A woman shared cell phone footage with a Fort Myers TV station showing the man yelling that Santa doesn't exist. Police were at the event but couldn't do anything because the man was exercising his freedom of speech.
Yes.
And they say they could have stepped in if the man had used something to amplify his voice or had started a riot. So that's good information for you to know, Gordon, if you are ever out in public and you want to keep from going to the
screaming,
go to the hooskow.
Don't use a megaphone.
Yeah, don't,
right?
Don't use one of those megaphones or some sort of electronic. And don't say, okay, now let's start a riot.
Right.
And so, a little advice there on the
point taken.
I don't know. This is a time of the year when we hope that adults will. We like people to be childlike in their Christmas celebration.
Yes.
On the other hand, not childish, right?
Good point. Great parsing of words.
Grown people are not supposed to do that. All right, shopping. 15 days until Christmas. You got your time to go. Get out there and get your stuff.
Buy
your stuff. But, of course, I don't know about you, but it seems corny, I guess. Some people think it's crazy, but I do. And I'm at the stage where I'd rather give something anytime than to receive. I've got everything I need.
Yeah.
And then some. I don't need anything. But I do like to see if I get the right gift for somebody and their eyes light up.
Yeah. That's
a payoff.
Yes.
But you're probably the same way. We're getting about the same age and pretty well,
Yeah, I've accumulated so much in my life. It's time to really be giving.
It's time to deaccumulate.
I'm going to be deaccumulating with my daughter here real soon.
Now, she's going to get another.
She just doesn't know it yet.
What, are you going to get her another pony this year?
Yeah, right.
All right, coming up on 8:17 now, Steve and Ted. And it is sports time with Gordon Basham filling in for Ted this morning on the sports desk. And I'll tell you what, that football game with the Chiefs and Baltimore, that was a gal wow. That was something special.
I was alternating between crying and shouting. And up and down, whatever.
Wow.
Well, the high-powered offense of the Kansas City Chiefs, they faced a tough one yesterday. The NFL's best defense in the Baltimore Ravens, and at the end of the second half, the game was tied 24 each. Well, the Chiefs got the ball first in overtime and managed a field goal, meaning the Ravens got another drive for a chance to score a touchdown for the win. Well, you heard it here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch Holtis had that call.
The Chiefs hold, they win. 27-24 Chiefs in the OT. 1:39 to go. 4th and 22. Chiefs with pressure on Robert Griffin III. He throws it up for grabs. It's incomplete. Knocked away. Incomplete. The Ravens want a penalty. They will not get it. And the Chiefs have won in overtime. 27-24.
I was kind of shouting the same thing last night at my wife when that play happened. Yeehaw. But head coach Andy Reid says it was a big win, but at this level, they're all big wins or losses.
Yeah, well, listen, when you're a good football team, every week ends up being the playoff. Every game, you're going to get the team's best shot. This is a good football team that John has right here, real good football team. And so we got their best shot right there. And that's not going to be any different than next week and as the season finishes up here. So we've got to be ready. And doesn't matter if it's 4 days rest, 2 days, it doesn't matter. Where we play, anywhere else, we got to be ready.
And it's going to be a short turnaround for the Chiefs. They host the Los Angeles Chargers Thursday night in Kansas City. Well, the best finish in NFL Sunday belonged to the Miami Dolphins, trailing the New England Patriots 33-28 with just 16 seconds on the clock. Well, here's the finish from the Patriots Network.
Tannehill throws down the middle, caught by Stills, laterals back to Butler, or rather Parker, who flips it to Drake. He runs across the 40 of New England, angling inside to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. He's going to win the foot race to the end zone. The Dolphins are going to win it on the lateral. Once, then twice, and Drake takes it in, and the Patriots stand stunned in disbelief.
An exciting back and forth. Miami won that game 34-33 on that 52-yard pass and the double lateral that ended with Kenyon Drake in the end zone. Well, it's going to be a great weekend for the Wichita Thunder. It was a great weekend for the Thunder, that is. Home games against the Rapid City Rush. 3 wins for the Thunder, 5-1 Friday night, 4-1 on Saturday, and 2-0 on Sunday afternoon. Some really great goaltending effort by Stuart Skinner on Sunday, earning the second shutout of his professional career. No midweek games for the Thunder. They start a weekend road trip Friday night in Indiana facing the Fort Wayne Comets. The Wichita Park Board will vote to decide the future of McDonald Golf Course at 3 o'clock this afternoon at City Hall. In a release, the city says the public is welcome to attend. The board could choose a bid to sell the course or decide to keep it as part of the municipal golf course system. The Park Board says it remains committed to keeping McDonald accessible to the public, and if the Park Board decides to sell, it would require a clause in the sales agreement that maintains the land for public use. WSU Basketball Coaches Show tonight. First up, head coach Greg Marshall at 6. The Shocker men coming off the big loss to OU Saturday in Oklahoma City, 80-49. And then at 7 o'clock, the Women's Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Keitha Adams. And the Shocker ladies, they lost at home with Creighton on Saturday, 83-71. NFL football tonight, Monday Night Football on KFH 1240 and 98.7 FM.
If the Minnesota Vikings are traveling to Seattle and face the Seahawks, it's going to be a good one. Pre-game starts at 6:30 tonight, and that is a look at sports.
Hey, the Glenn Miller Orchestra Greatest Hits Show, we've been talking about this. It's coming to Century 2, March 7th at 7 p.m., and we have a pair of tickets to go to see the show. The Glenn Miller Orchestra, Ted and I are going to be there that night to help MC, and love to have you come out. But I got a pair of tickets right now. I'm going to throw in a $20 gift card from Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger for caller number 4 at 869-1330. 869-1330 if you'd like to go see the Glenn Miller Orchestra coming March 7th to Century 2. 822 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean comments on the FBI investigation of Clinton emails. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.